The U.S.-Iran conflict is entering what might be its most delicate phase yet. The strike pause is now 72 hours old as of this morning, and the markets are reading it as a genuine de-escalation signal. Oil prices have tumbled, Bitcoin has climbed on restored risk appetite, and S&P futures are trading around 7,522 this morning, up about 1%. But the military and diplomatic picture underneath that market calm is considerably more complicated. Let's start with the physical situation in the Strait of Hormuz. A tanker struck a mine there over the weekend and exploded. The Strait of Hormuz is the single choke point through which roughly 20% of all globally traded oil passes. It's about 21 miles wide at its narrowest point. A mine-laying campaign in that waterway isn't just a military provocation, it's a direct tax on the global energy supply. The fact that oil prices fell despite this tells you just how much weight markets are placing on the pause continuing. That bet could reverse very quickly.
And the pause itself is fragile in ways that aren't fully appreciated in the market pricing. Iran's Supreme Leader Khamenei has now publicly tied any peace agreement to Israel ending its strikes in Lebanon. That's a condition the United States does not control, and that Israel has shown no sign of accepting. So the diplomatic path forward requires coordination between Washington and Jerusalem on a timeline that neither party has committed to. Meanwhile, National Security Advisor Waltz said on Sunday that the U.S. military has everything it needs for a continued Iran campaign. That's a readiness statement, not a stand-down order.
The Karg Island dimension is worth a moment here. Trump posted AI-generated images on Truth Social depicting attacks on Karg Island and seized tankers. This is during the pause, while diplomacy is supposedly intensifying. Karg Island processes roughly 90% of Iran's oil exports. Sharing those images wasn't accidental. It was a signal, or it was domestic political theater, or possibly both. The footage that surfaced of Senator Lindsey Graham cheering the strikes and actively encouraging Trump to escalate is consistent with a faction within the coalition that doesn't want the pause to hold.
And then there's the internal American debate that's becoming harder to ignore. A CBS poll out this morning finds that most Americans describe themselves as frustrated and uncertain about the Iran conflict, not opposed, not supportive, but genuinely unsure what the objective is. That ambiguity matters because it creates political permission for de-escalation, but also creates space for the war to drift without clear congressional authorization or public mandate. The widow story from this weekend adds a human dimension that often gets lost in the strategic framing. A woman whose husband was on the Iran war death toll says no one from the government explained to her why his name was subsequently removed from the official count. Death toll accounting in active conflicts is notoriously imprecise, but when families start going public about discrepancies, it starts to shape the domestic narrative in ways that military planners cannot control.
There's also the U.S. special operations option still on the table. Reports confirm the administration is actively weighing a raid to physically seize Iran's enriched uranium stockpile. If that's the contingency being discussed, then the pause isn't the end of military options. It's a window during which the intelligence picture is being assembled for a much more precise, much more provocative operation. Seizing a country's nuclear material is the kind of action that would require extraordinary justification and would almost certainly trigger the wider escalation Iran has been warning about.
The Red Sea situation compounds everything. Houthi attacks have pushed Red Sea shipping to a months-long low. The data on vessel transits through the Bab el-Mandeb Strait shows a pattern of sustained avoidance that's now rerouting cargo around the Cape of Good Hope, adding roughly 9 to 14 days to Asia-Europe shipping times. When you layer that onto whatever is happening in the Strait of Hormuz, you're looking at two simultaneous choke points under pressure, and the insurance premiums for vessels in both zones are reflecting that.
The Fox News panel criticizing Vance for undermining Trump by urging restraint is a telling data point about the coalition managing this conflict. If the administration's most prominent conservative media megaphone is framing caution as disloyalty, the internal pressure toward escalation doesn't go away just because the bombs have stopped for 72 hours. This pause is real, but it's not stable.